For has any said to God, I am guilty, but I will not offend any more? Teach me that which I do not see. If I have done iniquity, I will do it no more? Shall his recompense be as you desire, that you refuse it? For you must choose, and not I therefore speak what you know. Men of understanding will tell me, yes, every wise man who hears me, Job speaks without knowledge. His words are without wisdom. I wish that Job were tried to the end, because of his answering like wicked men. For he adds rebellion to his sin. He claps his hands among us, and multiplies his words against God. Chapter 35. Moreover Elihu answered, Do you think this to be your right, or do you say, My righteousness is more than God's, that you ask, What advantage will it be to you? What profit shall I have, more than if I had sinned? I will answer you, and your companions with you. Look to the heavens, and see. See the skies, which are higher than you. If you have sinned, what effect do you have against him? If your transgressions are multiplied, what do you do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give him? Or what does he receive from your hand? Your wickedness may hurt a man as you are, and your righteousness may profit a son of man. By reason of the multitude of oppressions they cry out. They cry for help by reason of the arm of the mighty. But none says, Where is God my Maker, who gives songs in the night, who teaches us more than the animals of the earth, and makes us wiser than the birds of the sky? There they cry, but none gives answer, because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear an empty cry, neither will Shaddai regard it. How much less when you say you do not see him? The cause is before him, and you wait for him. But now, because he has not visited in his anger, neither does he greatly regard arrogance. Therefore Job opens his mouth with empty talk, and he multiplies words without knowledge.